From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Australia, the massive floods in Queensland state have claimed their first victims. One person is confirmed dead, and rescuers are searching for several others who are missing. Kevin Martin lives in the coastal town of Rockhampton, which is bracing for flood levels to peak this week.
Nothing really you can do. You just got to go with it, I suppose. Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Rockhampton's mayor says the town is like an island right now. Another official describes the flooding as having reached biblical proportions. Among the many new governors taking office this week is Florida Republican Rick Scott. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that Scott is kicking off his term as governor with a lavish 2 days of inauguration events.
Rick Scott has raised more than $2 million from business groups and private contributors to pay for events that include a youth concert, a military appreciation celebration, and a reception called Forging a Path to Prosperity. Scott is a former healthcare CEO who spent more than $70 million of his own money on the campaign. He also used his own money to hire a New York headhunting firm to recruit people to work in his administration. So far, however, he's been slow to find staff. A top aide said part of the problem is attracting private sector candidates willing to take government salaries and work in Tallahassee, a city with relatively few direct flights in and out. Scott has an ambitious agenda, among the top items, tackling the state's $3 billion plus budget deficit and a political bombshell, crafting a new statewide voucher plan available to all of the state's 2.6 million public school students. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Democrats in Maryland will introduce a proposal in the new year to offer in-state college tuition benefits to undocumented immigrants whose parents are taxpayers. Here's NPR's Jamie Terabay.
Victor Ramirez, the Democratic senator-elect, will introduce the proposal when the General Assembly convenes in the new year. He says the proposal will apply to students who've attended public schools for 12 years and want to go on to college. Opponents of the measure argue the state doesn't pay Americans who aren't residents for college tuition in Maryland, so it shouldn't be given to the children of undocumented immigrants. The General Assembly tried to pass a similar bill over 7 years ago, but it was vetoed by then-Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich. Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to be more sympathetic, especially if it's approved by the legislature again. Maryland has an estimated 250,000 undocumented immigrants and would join other states such as California, Nebraska, and Texas, which have already passed in-state tuition measures. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
A sheriff's deputy in western Ohio is dead following a New Year's gun battle at a trailer park. The Clark County sheriff says a deputy was investigating a report of gunfire at the park when she was killed. Another officer was wounded and the suspect was later found dead. The deputy killed was married last year and had 2 children. This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, 3 members of the NATO-led force have been killed since the new year began yesterday. All 3 died this weekend in southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban has its traditional stronghold. A NATO statement says the latest was killed in a bombing today. The new year in sports begins with the NBA in full swing and the NFL heading toward the big finish with next month's Super Bowl. It's a busy time, but NPR's Tom Goldman reports 2011 could see both leagues shut down because of labor strife.
The NFL's current labor contract expires March 4th, the NBA's June 30th. If owners and players in those leagues haven't negotiated new contracts by those dates, there could be owner lockouts of players. Both are haggling over how to split their pot of money in a down economy. NFL owners want to reduce the nearly 60% of revenues players currently get. NBA owners want to reduce their players' current 57%. Players, most of whom have limited careers, want to hang on to as much as possible. Baseball, for once, appears ready to hammer out a new contract peacefully, but the sport again will have to face the specter of performance-enhancing drugs. 2 former stars, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, this year have perjury trials scheduled on charges they lied about alleged doping. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Wildlife officials in Arkansas are trying to figure out why about 1,000 blackbirds died and fell from the sky yesterday. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission says it began receiving reports about the dead birds Friday night. They fell over a 1-mile span around the town of Beebe. About 65 of the birds are being tested. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.